We'll go back to that ferry that Michael Hennies were running.
Yes. There was three generations of the Michael Hennies. I had the ferry there. And the last ones that rode across there would be, the last lady would be Ruby Michael Henney. She's now living in Remilton.
I've seen her name in the paper, you know, just on the
bridge. Ruby McCloy, her husband died about a year ago there.
When that bridge was about to open, I remember.
That's right, she was down at the opening, you know, she was invited there.
So she rode across?
She rode across. She was a very good rower. And she had huge, great arms.
Gosh, she was
very strong. Yeah. But she could row, I can tell you now, you know.
And then what about on the Fannet side? Was there another ferry coming from Fannet across? Like,
No.
Just
Michael Hennies had the only ferry.
Yeah.
And at night would flash a lamp or something on the other side, you know. And then the postman went over at 11:30 and he came back at about 1 o'clock, and they knew the time that the postman was going over and coming back, so people would go over and back at that time, you know, kind of a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Then the people from Ballyhearn and around there cut turf up in Minahoo in the mornings, would all come over in the boat with their turf spades tied on the bicycle, you know, and they would cycle up to cut the turf. And then to take the turf back home in boats.
So, how big was that ferry, though?
Oh, it would take it was really a small boat, you know.
Right.
It would take maybe 8 to 10 people at a time, maybe, you know. That's about the height of it.